You're listening to SBS News.
In a rare insight into one of Australia's most secretive intelligence agencies, the Australian Signals Directorate has publicly outlined why its work is more important than ever before. Director General Rachel Noble says with increase in foreign communications, it needs to prevent cyber attacks.
Transparency is important, but not at the expense of us losing the very capability that we use to keep Australia safe. There is a careful balance to be struck. We are in a near impossible game. The threat to our way of life is more real today than at any time that I've ever known in my career.
As cybersecurity threats increase, so has the agency's remit. Under a 2001 law, the Directorate has the power to spy on Australians, but only with ministerial permission. Last month, Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton announced its powers would be expanded.
So if you're a pedophile, you should be worried about these powers. If you're a terrorist, you should be worried about these powers. If you're committing a serious offence in relation to trafficking of drugs, of ICE, for example, that's being peddled to children, you should be worried about these powers as well.
Clinton Fernandez is a professor of international and political studies at the University of New South Wales in Canberra. He says this era poses unprecedented threats.
We are living in the golden age of signals intelligence. People who are overseas and are plotting crimes across borders need to use the cyber world to communicate as well as to hide and to plan. And so the ASD is well placed to be in that spot.
The expansion of the ASD's powers has been under public attention for some time. News Corp journalist Annika Smethurst first reported about it in 2018. Her home was controversially raided by the Australian Federal Police the following year. Critics say intelligence agencies lack transparency and their powers could be abused. Analyst Fergus Hansen from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute says more detail is needed.
Got very niche edge cases where that is permissible at the moment, for example, Australians overseas engaging in terrorist acts. But what type of justification there could be for further expanding that, I think we really need to see the detail before you could say whether that's appropriate or not.
While Ms. Noble has given some insights into the Signals Directorate, she says it's important to strike a balance between transparency and secrecy.
There are good reasons why intelligence agencies need to keep how they collect their intelligence a secret. It's one thing for an adversary to imagine what our capabilities might be. It's entirely another thing to have that confirmed. If our adversaries know for certain how we are going about it, they will almost certainly take steps to prevent us from doing so, just like we would do.
Pablo Viñales, SBS News.